This is Pierre Bouvier, lead singer of the band Simple Plan. I could sing a song for you, Wine 30, with Andrew and Lindsay. Here we go. Andrew and Lindsay hosting Wine 30. Andrew and Lindsay. Through all the best and many more years to come tonight. I'm just a kid. Many more years to come. Peace.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Wine 30 with Andrew and Lindsay. If you're wondering, does Lindsay sound a little weird today? She does. Because she's getting over some kind of bronchitis, maybe. I don't know. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's a dry cough and throat thing. So, yay me.
It's so strange because I didn't get it at all.
Yeah, Andrew and Ren are both completely fine, and I'm over here, like, dying. I've, like, slept on the couch the last three nights because I feel so bad sleeping in bed because I cough, like, literally every 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to be that person just, like, keeping Andrew up all night. So, I think it's getting better. As my voice cracks. So, like, I was wondering, when guys' voices change, when they're, like, going through puberty, does it like hurt when their voice cracks?
Nah.
No, it just happens and nothing hurts.
I don't think, I feel like everyone makes an exaggeration of how much like growing hurts. The only thing that hurts from growing, in my perspective or my experience, is growing pains when you're like 14 plus.
I actually, my worst growing pains, I was probably like, from 8 to like 10, I used to get horrible growing pains in my shins because like my legs were growing so fast. I had really long legs and I was like taller than my older sister, but my legs were growing so fast that like I got really bad growing pains.
Are you sure they weren't shin splints?
No, they were growing pains. Well, that's what the doctor said anyways, that they were growing pains. But
I feel like that's a really weird place to have growing pains.
Legs are very common.
I think legs are, yeah. But like your shin is like a bone.
Well, it's like your calves. Like it was, like the lower half of my leg.
Yeah.
Was usually the part that hurt the worst.
It's crazy looking at our little boy because he's so tiny. And you're like, wow, he's going to grow. His bones are going to grow.
His whole body's going to grow. Like,
his whole body's going to grow so fast. And you're like, wow, that must be kind of like what Lindsay was saying, should be painful, but maybe not because we're built to handle it, you know?
There were definitely times when he was like only a couple months old though, where I was like, oh, he's not sleeping because he's probably having growing pains because he's going through a growth spurt. It's crazy because the first year of a baby's life, they essentially triple their birth weight. And then as toddlers, they start to slow down a little bit. It's only a couple pounds a year or whatever. But you know what else is crazy? This wine that Andrew picked out this week.
Yeah, Lindsay had a glass the other day.
I didn't even have a glass. I had like a sip and couldn't finish my glass. It was so sad because it was decent.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. It's called The Arsonist, and it's a Petit Verdot, Cab Sauv, and Malbec blend.
It's a nice blend.
I think so.
What year is it?
It's a 2020 vintage.
Oh, nice.
So I guess that would technically be
COVID.
3.5 years.
Yeah. Where's it from?
That's a good question. Let's find out. Dunnigan Hills.
Dunnigan Hills. So that's just north of where we're at in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Fun.
I think they did a really good job. It's really dry. Do you remember anything from tasting it?
Well, I'm sick, so I feel like my tasting, like, even though I can taste, I don't know how, like, accurate and spot on it is. I remember before I tasted Andrew, it was like, this is so good. And then I took a sip, and I was like, this is pretty good. For a red blend, I'm always scared of red blends, but this was a good one.
Yeah, I'm thinking currant, getting black currants, like, dark berries. It's, like, very tanniny. My whole mouth is pretty much dry.
It's like, it's enveloped in tannin.
Yeah, it's not the driest tannin wine I've ever had, but it's really nice and dry.
Cool. So let's talk about what we've been watching, reading, playing, and listening to this week. First up, I have been reading a lot of Fancy Nancy books with Rent. And when I say a lot, we've read 31 of them so far.
Wow. Do you have a favorite?
Probably not. Maybe The Boy from Paris, because it's funny, because it's like this kid moves to her class and she's like late to class, but they're like, oh, this is Robert and he's from Paris. And she's like, oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with Paris. So she's like, look, here's my Eiffel Tower stuff. Come to my house. Let's hang out, whatever. And then come to find out he's from Paris, Texas, and not Paris, France.
Ah.
So it's like, it's funny.
Mystery about. Yeah. Yeah. I like how you're like, probably not. And then there's this one that pops out. Okay. That's cool.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's my favorite, but it's the one that like I thought of first. Therefore.
Yeah. All right. I haven't really been reading anything new.
I did listen to Rebel Wilson's audiobook for Rebel Rising this week, which is like her autobiography memoir. And I thought it was really good. And I liked it as an audiobook because it's like her voice saying it, obviously. So it makes it more human. Like it was crazy. Like she called out Sacha Baron Cohen for like being like a creep.
Oh, yeah.
On set.
Okay.
And like trying to pressure her to do nude scenes when she kept saying no. He like asked her to put her finger up his butt. Like a bunch of like really weird, like inappropriate things to be saying to like your cast on your movie. Like really inappropriate. And then she also talks about the fact that she was like a virgin until she was 35. So it's like, that's like after the first two Pitch Perfect movies came out, I think. So it's been a long time. And then the book like is wrapped up with like the birth of her daughter.
Yeah.
And it's like, what a nice little place to like wrap it up. Like, and it, like to go from like your childhood to like the birth of your child. It's really nice. Because she had a child at what, 42?
Yeah.
Through IVF with her wife. So I don't know. I thought it was a really good book.
I know you said that Sacha Baron Cohen, like, sticking a finger up his butt. It's kind of weird. However, Sacha Baron Cohen's a weird dude.
Yeah, but it was, like, I feel like it wasn't just that it was, like, one inappropriate thing. That was, like, every time she was, like, oh, that makes me feel uncomfortable, like, he'd say something else even more inappropriate or, like, ask her to do something even more inappropriate, and it kept going and going and going.
Yeah, I know. I've seen Borat and I saw Bruno, and I know that those are pretty graphic films. I don't know what film she did, but what?
That was for Grimsby, and it was like a fully scripted like comedy movie. It did very poorly in ratings. Also lost the company a lot of money because yeah, no one went and saw it. But
I never saw it.
So, I mean, I don't feel bad that they lost money on it. And she, that was like the first movie, I guess, she like refused to do press for and was like, no, like I'm not going around and like pushing this movie.
Well, did she do it?
Do what? Put the finger up his butt? No. Okay. And then she like kept saying no to nudity. So he got like a body double for her. Right.
Oh.
And then they're like, oh, you have to come in for reshoots. And then he's like, we added this graphic sex scene to open up the movie.
Huh.
And like, you have to now perform this graphic sex scene with me. Like months after they had finished, like wrapped on the movie. And she's like, no, I don't want to do that. And they're basically like forced her to. Because they're like, well, your contract says blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's really just like crummy.
Yeah, that seems like if usually if you make a contract, you can't add stipulations after. That's a pretty.
Well, it's not adding stipulations after, but I don't know. It's kind of like that wasn't really agreed upon. And she was kind of like forced into it, which is crummy.
Yeah, that's a no-no.
So what have you been listening to?
Well, you're probably not going to like this, but I've been listening to Slaughter by Prevail. And there's a song called Viking. And it's pretty hardcore. Don't worry. I just listened to it at the gym.
Which now our baby is just going to be like in his crib jamming out. Just wait next week. who we'd
I should start playing some metal for him.
Just, we were listening to that pirate shanty music. That was pretty fun when we were like letting him hang out and do his little thing.
This song called Viking hits pretty hard.
Yeah.
If you're into gym music, this is one to add to the playlist.
It's pretty epic.
I would say it's pretty unfathomable.
Unfathomable?
Correct.
Cool. So what I've been watching this week, I started this show on Netflix called Baby Reindeer. And it's like at the beginning, I was like, okay, this is kind of like lame. It's like the stalker, blah, blah, blah. By like the end of episode 4, I was like, this show is so effed up. But like now I'm stuck and I have to finish it.
Yeah. Is that kind of like that one show we watched, You?
Yeah. So they actually like in the tagline called it like a combination of You and Fleabag.
All right.
So you get like a little bit of like comedy and it's like dry, but you also have like that weird stalkery kind of thing and like someone's inner monologue going.
Yeah. I know I did want to watch that one. But instead, I watched My Hero Academia.
Woohoo.
Yeah, which is like kind of a kid show, but I really enjoy it.
I've also, because I haven't been sleeping at night because I've been sick, I've been rewatching Kimmy Schmidt on Netflix as well because it's just like a super easy watch. And I'm like, I can fall asleep to this and wake up and still know exactly what's going on.
All right.
So it's a great show to be in and out of.
Yeah. Have you been playing anything new?
No, just Torn. I haven't really had the energy to do anything new or exciting.
I've been playing a little bit of poker.
Yeah.
On Torn.
On Torn.
So it's not real money, but you know.
Still learning. I know you were watching videos about like poker the other day.
I was watching a lot of videos just because I find them kind of entertaining how they treat each other.
For sure. So we are going to take a quick second to talk about this week's sponsor, and we'll be back with some listener questions. Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with Spring Break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like fan-fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code WINE30 to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly, 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max. $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
So I have a topic. Did you know that Steamboat Willie is now public domain?
I did know that, actually.
You knew that?
I did. I actually read that recently. I had seen that pop up, and then I read like the list of all the things that were now public domain that of interest anyway.
I thought I was being all savvy. I'm like, yeah, do you know? That's Mickey Mouse.
I know. It's crazy because it's like that can now be remade. But, like, it's Disney, right? Like, that's, like, yeah. How Winnie the Pooh is, like, they're now making those horror films and stuff, and it's, like, so weird.
That's huge. You can make, like, short films. You can, like, add that. You could even make little gifts.
You know, we could just have our dog play Steamboat Willie in right. a live-action film of yeah. Steamboat Willie.
We could replace Steamboat Willie with Somi.
It'd be great. It'd be a wonderful time.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready for some listener questions?
All right, listener questions. Hit me.
Okay. One of the questions is, what have been the hardest and easiest months parenting so far? I would say the easiest months were honestly probably like the first month, even though we were up a lot. Like I felt like it's not like he did any, like he slept and he ate and he slept and he ate. So that was really easy. He's also getting kind of easy again right now because he's like so much fun. and he can like independently play, and like he's gaining personality, which is really cool. I would say the hardest month so far was probably like month five-ish, where he like wasn't napping, and we like didn't have him on a good sleep schedule, and it was just like a mess.
I would pretty much agree with all that.
I was like, there were several nights in a row where it's like he wanted to just be held all night. And I was like, I can't hold you all night. It's not a thing. So for me, those would be the easiest and the hardest. Someone asked, how are you feeling? Right now I feel like the garbage, sweaty garbage. How do you feel?
I feel pretty good.
And she's like, I'm feeling nice. I'm nice and healthy.
I feel like I am feeling like the strongest I've ever been, but I've also feel like the most walked on I've ever been.
Because I'm sick?
Like, my wife's sick. My friends are walking on me. My child's walking on me.
Literally.
Yeah. So, like, I just feel like walked on, you know, like a piece of garbage in that manner. Like, but I feel pretty strong as an individual.
Speaking about strength, someone asked what your average shim workout is like for you. No, they didn't ask mine. They asked for you.
Shim workout?
Gym.
What it's like?
Yeah, like what do you do when you go to the gym? What's your average day at the gym?
Wow, I really wasn't prepared for this. So my average gym workout would be cardio. I always do cardio first. So I do 20 to 30 minutes of jogging. And I always set my matrix to like anywhere from 5'3 to 7'2. And then after that, I'll do like a quick cool down. And then I'll go either hit my legs real quick and do leg extensions or leg curls. And then after that, I'll make a decision based on what gym equipment's open. And usually if there's a bench, I'll just grab that right away. And I'll just do like lunges, because I always want to do glutes and legs. And then I'll always hit, like, depending on what I feel is just least sore, I'll do chest, shoulders, back, depending on what's least sore. And a lot of times I'll also jump over to resistant bands or whatever they have. And then after that, I'll just go and do like sit-ups, push-ups, burpees, whatever I can do. And then I'll also do like a little bit of sauna or, I really want to get into cold plunge.
What a good answer. Very thorough. I like it. So what is your go-to spring coffee order?
I'm pretty much a cappuccino or mocha guy.
Yeah, not coffee per se, but I've been really into like the iced matcha with oat milk, like in the afternoons. I think that's really nice. And also, I feel like on a normal day, like an iced latte, just like an unflavored iced latte it's pretty much always good.
I try to stay away from the lattes.
Even though it's the same ingredients as a cap.
Well, a cappuccino is like foam.
And foam. He's like, I like the foam versus the milk.
Yeah, it's like a macchiato with a slight little bit of cream.
Okay, last question for this episode. What show or movie most reminds you of the other? Like how they talk, dress, etc. I'm like, what show or movie do they dress like you?
What do you think?
I'm trying to think of an answer right now. I'm trying to like, it's hard because the first things that always pop in my head are like, what have I watched recently? But that's not necessarily like what fits Andrew the best.
What fits me? What fits you?
I feel like you're very like Adam Brody-esque, maybe like, I'm like, what? I keep thinking of the OC, but like, you're not the OC.
Maybe I am those.
So maybe you are. That's the first thing that popped in my head. So I guess that's what I got to go with.
What do you mean by like that, though?
Like the characters, like either talk like you or dress like you, or like there's something about them that like reminds.
I've never seen it, so I'm curious.
I've only seen parts of it. It's actually a show I've been meaning to like go back and watch. I just watched Ten Things I Hate About You. So like obviously I'm looking at your hair right now and I'm like, Keith Ledger. Ten Things I Hate About You.
She just thinks I'm Keith Ledger. I'm not Keith Ledger, okay?
Keith Ledger.
Heath Ledger.
I mean, Heath Ledger's dead, so you're the closest I could get.
All right.
You're like, I'll take it. Fair enough. What would you say for mine?
Well, I think that you would do well in the TV series New Girl.
He's like, who's that girl? It's Linz.
It's Linz. It's your voice is so bad.
It's grabbing like crazy. It's so fun. So hopefully on this episode, this coming Wednesday, hopefully it sounds a lot better. And you guys can be like, yes, good job. Your voice is 100.
For sure.
But thanks for sticking with us this week. It's been a rough one on the voice, but you know, some weeks are rough, but they always get better. So until next time, ciao.
We got so many topics for next time.